Welcome to Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
Thank you for tuning in to us each and every week, Hip Hop Nation. We definitely appreciate you.
We got to get into the cancellation of these shows. The streets is saying, you know, Toronto, they canceled Sir's show.
Oh, yeah, they canceled Sir's show. It's a lot going on in the world of hip hop. Two Trump is out here running wild. And definitely we got to talk about Kamala Harris. That and much more. But let's get into the homie. This, that, not like us. To kick the show off, it's Effective Immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views. We got to get into
show cancellations. What's
now
going on?
So Schoolboy Q, if everybody remember, a few weeks ago, Q's show was canceled.
Yes.
Recently, Sir's show was canceled.
In Toronto.
So it's kind of looking like, is West Coast artists not able to perform in Toronto?
Yeah, I did see MacWap speculate that Blast show got canceled. I can't confirm that. I don't know nothing about that. But it is very interesting.
Yeah.
And I did text Sir this week to find out what was going on. He really didn't have any comment on it, but he said it was for real. Like, his show did get canceled. It was canceled through the venue and the authorities. It wasn't like, the show was sold out.
The show was sold out,
so the fans want to see Sir, and he been out there on the road killing it.
All they really doing, though, is just giving him a good off day.
Facts.
He's still getting paid. The only people that this really affects are the fans.
Yeah, and I think if the fans want to see Sir, let them see Sir.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, Head, do you think that this is going to cause real tension between Canadians and West Coastians?
No, I don't think so. I think it's an isolated incident. I don't know who's doing what behind the scenes. Obviously, we know that a lot of people have certain ties politically where we heard.
Well, let's add one thing, though.
What?
It's one thing that's missing from all of this.
What?
That I think we need to take into consideration.
What?
Drake owns these venues.
He owns the venues?
Yes.
Plot twist. Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's what the streets are saying.
Okay.
I'm not allegedly. The streets.
Allegedly.
I fuck with the streets. I'm for the streets, but I'm not
you
the
for
streets.
The streets?
I fuck with the streets.
You said you for the streets, though.
I fuck with the streets.
Okay. Well,
for the streets.
shout out to the streets then. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that Drake allegedly owned the venues. That's a different plot twist. But let us know what you think. You know what I'm saying? You think this is connected? You think that Drake has something to do with it? Hit us up, let us know. Got some Doja Cat on your radio right now and some Latto right after this. It's Effective Immediately. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
All right, that was some Ice Spice Central C all the way from overseas. Speaking of overseas, Snoop Dogg is out there taking over the Olympics in Paris. Shout out to Uncle Snoop Dogg.
Shout out to Unc.
Nobody has better commentary than Snoop Dogg on the mic. I think Snoop is probably the best person on the mic that I've seen in across any genre, any sport, or anything like that. So let's keep him in rotation over there. Also want to shout out to 20-year-old Coco Gauff, the youngest American woman to win singles match at the Olympics since Venus Williams in 2000.
Let's go, Coco.
All right. Also want to shout out to Simone Biles, most decorated Olympian gymnast. Shout out to her.
Shout out to sis.
And I think it's important to note that these people are black.
Yes.
So exactly.
And other news, white news. Shout out to Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. They are currently stuck in space.
The astronauts. Yes.
So Boeing spacecraft went out on June 5th.
Okay.
And they ain't been back since. They done had car trouble.
They stuck in space.
They're stuck in space. So currently right now.
Car trouble.
They're working on out here on Earth.
On Earth.
They're running some tests to get them some equipment so that the spacecraft can make it back to land.
So they need a new transmission or they need an alternator?
They might need rims, wheels, oil.
They out there with no AAA.
They ain't got no air filter. It's messed up out there.
Yeah, hopefully they get back soon because there's a whole thing in space where you run out of oxygen. That's a real concern.
Yeah. They've already been gone. It's like 50-something days. I don't want to be stuck in Vegas.
I don't want to be stuck in L.A.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be stuck nowhere. But, you know, what do you think they listening to?
They listening to us.
You think they listening
to us? They don't have nothing else to listen to. I seen an article that said they was on TikTok. One of them is a Nicki Minaj fan.
I'm definitely not listening to Nicki if I'm stuck.
What's the worst place you've been stuck before?
On stupid, like when I didn't know something, and I don't want to say
physically stuck.
Physically stuck. I was stuck in the jungles one time.
That's worse than space.
I was stuck in the jungles one time. My car broke down.
I'd rather be up there with ET than in the jungles.
Yeah, and hopefully they're listening to us. We are on satellite radio.
If anybody ever seen Training Day, that cul-de-sac where. where Denzel Washington, baby mama live, that's the Jungles.
That's the Jungles, for sure. But yeah, hit us up. Let us know what you think. Where's the worst place you've been stuck? Shout out to Domani, though. Let's get into this forever lasting. It's Hip Hop Nation, effective immediately. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
All right, that was some Meg Thee Stallion on your radio, but you were saying something about a funeral.
Yeah, so actress Shannon Doherty, she just passed away. She actually distributed a list of people who she did not want at her funeral.
That's
so
kind of crazy.
She has a guest list of who not to come. When I saw this headline, first person I thought of was DJ Head. Do you think that this is something that people should practice?
Yes.
Because this is similar to like issuing out a will.
Yeah.
Who you know, who in the family you want to get A, B, and C.
Absolutely.
Who do you not want at your funeral, DJ Head?
Who do I not want at my funeral? Probably Silas, our manager.
You don't want Silas to go?
No.
Why?
Because Silas is going to be talking shit. He's going to be making fun of people. Like, he's going to turn it into the full-on Silas show. And it's like, bro, my funeral got to be about me at some point.
Yo, if you ever been to any funeral from anybody from the hood, y'all got cousins that play a lot, we roasting the whole funeral.
The whole funeral.
Whole funeral is nothing but jokes.
Like, looking at you over there in the repast. Look at you. Look at you in the cast. Look at you.
Look at your stupid ass.
Look at you. You ain't going to get up. You... I bet you're not gonna get up. You know, we don't take nothing serious.
Have you ever had one of those drunk family members
who got on
stage and just start spilling everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't mean to have that baby on her, but he had that baby on her.
And boy.
Yeah, it's all of that type of time. Who don't you want at your funeral?
I want everybody at my funeral.
Even the haters.
Even the haters. I want my haters at the funeral.
Why?
Because they're gonna regret hating me. Because you're going to hear all these beautiful, great things about me, you know? You're going to see this amazing slideshow. Because I imagine my shit going to be like an award show. Like, my shit going to be cracking.
Who doesn't get the mic, though?
I want everybody to talk. I want my funeral to be a shindig. Like, I want it cracking. I want it. If you don't talk at my funeral, I'm hunting you.
Yeah, I don't play with that. I don't want nothing to do with that. But yeah, let us know. Hit us up and let us know who you don't want at your funeral. Shout out to Shannon Doherty. Rest in peace to her. This that T Grizzly Future on your radio. It's Hip Hop Nation, effective immediately. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
That was at Tommy Richmond for your listening pleasure. Got some Meg Thee Stallion coming up.
Boy.
What?
Politics is ghetto right now. Meg Thee Stallion was just twerking on stage. At Kamala's rally in Atlanta. Now, this is great for hip-hop. This is beautiful for hip-hop. Ghetto for the economy.
Ghetto for the economy.
I have this tweet saved from DJ Head that says, America is a Tubi movie. And I've been dropping that shit every day because it's something new every single day.
Yeah, America's ghetto for sure.
Kamala up there quoting Quavo. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's great for hip-hop. But it's crazy.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people talking about we didn't need Meg twerking at the rally.
We did not need that, and I thought it was tacky.
You thought it was tacky?
I thought it was very tacky.
Well, what if she would have performed but didn't twerk at the rally?
I didn't need her to perform. Meg Thee Stallion is not going to make me go vote for Kamala.
I don't
appreciate that. It almost feels like what I care about is what you're going to do, what you're going to change, and how you're going to make a difference from the opponent. I don't give a fuck that Meg Thee Stallion is up there. I like that Quavo came up there and just spoke.
Yeah.
You know, they could have did the same thing for Meg. Now, if it was in Houston, it would make so much more sense.
Yeah.
She not even from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then she twerking and like she was fucking it up. Don't get me wrong. But then the fit. Did you see the fit?
Then the fit.
The fit was crazy.
It was. I mean, she looked like a political Smurf.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like the not in a negative way, but like, is that crazy?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was... I didn't even mean to say yeah. I feel like they trying to like Kamala's already black.
Yeah.
You don't need to do anything additional to get the black vote. You're already black. You already went to a HBCU. Yeah. We already fucking with you.
Yeah,
we
you rock from the
with
Bay,
you.
Like...
You a black woman. You got that silk press. Like, you feel me? Like, we already
fucking
with you.
She got the pantsuits going crazy.
Yeah. I know she smell like cocoa butter.
Right.
You don't have, we don't need Meg Thee Stallion up there to convince me to vote for you.
Yeah. No, I didn't necessarily need the twerking. I could see the performances, but I don't know if Meg was the one to do that. You know what I'm saying? I can see Beyonce.
I don't even think Kamala made that call. I think that's probably just
her team.
You know, yeah. Kamala probably didn't know what was... I mean, I'm sure she knew Meg was coming.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's crazy, too. It's also coming up on the year since Tory Lanez was convicted.
1 year.
Of the shooting. Yeah, it's August 8th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting fun fact. Mm-hmm. I hear rumors about Tory. I mean, we see he just dropped some music. Did you listen to the music?
No, I will not listen to anything Tory Lanez has to say. I will rather read the reviews on social media to see if it's something that I can digest. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to hear nothing about the incident.
Well, it's a lot more to this Kamala thing. Trump is out here going crazy. Like, we're going to talk about that in just a second. Right now, let's get into some more music, Hip Hop Nation. This is that Cardi B. I'm sorry, this is that Boss Man D-Lo. Also got some Meg Thee Stallion coming up. It's Effective Immediately. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
That was some Mustard. Young Thug, Lil Durk. It's called Ghetto.
Shout out to DJ Mustard.
Yeah, that Faith of a Mustard Seed is out right now. But speaking of ghetto, America is the ghetto right now.
No. America is a Boondocks episode.
Okay.
Yes.
So, to Trump. Was definitely out here in the news cycle this week. And this is what he had to say about Kamala Harris.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
Now, to Trump was at the National Association of Black Journalists, and he said that Kamala Harris turned black. He wasn't aware that Kamala Harris was black until a couple of years ago. And this is crazy, okay? Because everybody knows Kamala Harris is a black woman.
Yeah.
She's from the Bay Area. She went to HBCU.
Don't forget the silk press.
She got a silk press. Mm-hmm. Pantsuits be crazy. Mm-hmm. Like,
but that's not even the wildest thing he said. Trump compared himself. Yeah. To Abraham Lincoln. Can we play that clip?
Yeah, go ahead, play it.
The question. I have been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Now, this is in response to the host asked him, you've disrespected black people so much.
Yes.
You've called us names.
Yeah.
She listed out the names. Yeah. She said everything disrespectful.
He said monkey. He said all kind of wild shit.
Yeah. Wild shit. Why should the black voters trust you? Because I'm the best thing that's happened to black people since Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln freed slaves, okay?
So, I'm still trying to find a connection. I've been lost for about 30 minutes.
No, I seen you in your laptop trying to figure it out.
But yeah.
I think this is very telling as to where we are in this country.
Yeah.
Because this white man from New York who's been rich his entire life thinks that he's the best thing to happen to black people
since slavery,
essentially, right?
Yeah.
And the amount of audacity you have to say that at the National Association of Black Journalists.
Yeah, journalists.
Right?
Smart people.
said it to black women on stage.
To a black woman. The nigga said, hey, Abraham Lincoln free y'all, I employed y'all.
I gave y'all money. I gave y'all food and sleeps.
Boy.
Y'all should be grateful.
But you can't. It's one thing you can't take away from Trump. What? That nigga funny.
So I mean,
you laugh when you watch the clip.
I laugh because of the audacity. And
it's like you said that shit on stage.
I can't believe that he really be getting it. Anyway,
the nigga's a Boondocks episode. I'm telling this shit is crazy.
Listen, people, get out here and vote. It's important. I'm telling you right now.
Pop out and vote, niggas.
Pop out and vote, niggas. That's the campaign. Pop out and vote, niggas.
Trump got a weird case. Why is he around?
Pop out and vote, niggas, by Gina Views. Let's get into some Central C right now. It's Effective Immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
That was 42 Doug Sexy Red on your radio.
So there's this clip circulating right now. 42 Doug's in a club.
Yeah.
Apparently he got paid for an appearance, and a promoter actually handed him the mic to perform.
Tried to.
42 Doug looked at that mic like it was germs. Yeah. Ew, don't touch me.
Something that people don't understand is when you pay an artist for a quote-unquote appearance or a walkthrough, mm-hmm. you're not paying them to perform.
No, that was absolutely disrespectful because it's almost like you're trying to finesse me into performing.
Yeah.
No, I came for a walkthrough. Yeah. I didn't come to perform. This is not a show.
Now, Hip Hop Nation, if you're not familiar with a walkthrough is, that's when a promoter or a club or a venue pays you to just show up somewhere just to be you. They just want you in the – it's also called a hosting sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They want you just in the building. They want to celebrate you. They want to play your music, whatever. But they're not paying you to actually shout out on the mic. They're not paying you to say anything to the crowd. They're not paying you to perform a record.
Mm-mm.
A lot of times, they do try to finesse you. I've been a part of that circus before where the people that were paying me was like, hey, can you get him to do a song? And it's like, nah, bro, like, that's not what you paid him for.
Yeah.
But it's definitely disrespectful. And there's a performance price and there's a show up price.
Mm-hmm.
Now, has anybody tried to finesse you in this same way?
People try to finesse me so much. And what's so crazy, too, I'll see the finesse and I'll just let it go.
Oh, you won't even say nothing?
I won't even say nothing. Whatever. As long as I'm aware of the finesse,
yeah.
I'm not being finessed. But I know the finesse.
I don't think it worked like that.
No.
But speaking of like that, Metro Boomin' Future Kendrick on your radio right now. Hip Hop Nation is effective. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
All right, it's time for immediate bullshit.
We got some immediate bullshit for you. Quavo is doing this. He's doing a drink tutorial.
Okay.
Quavo was showing people how to make his specialty drink called Quavo Season.
Quavo Season?
Yes.
Okay.
Where he actually puts seasoning salt around the rim of his drink.
Like Lawry's, like...
Like Lawry's.
Like to cook with.
Yeah, like most people would put maybe like salt or maybe a tahini.
Yeah.
And he put seasoning salt.
Like I would put on my french fries.
Absolutely. I put on my popcorn.
That's crazy.
So what's actually so funny to me about the clip is it's four ingredients. It's ice.
The ice is not really an ingredient, but okay. I think ingredients have to add shit, but okay.
Hey. It's Quavo. Okay. Yeah, ice, alcohol, cranberry juice, and seasoning salt. Just to give the people, just to paint the picture for the people, he pours the alcohol inside of the shaker. It's ice inside the shaker. He puts ice inside the cup. He shakes the shaker up, and then he pours the drink inside the cup, but he never put anything else
in the
shaker.
You know
then,
what?
He topped it off. He topped the drink off with the cranberry juice.
Yeah, no, that's wild. I don't even drink alcohol, but I don't imagine myself doing that. But what I will say is Quavo wasn't always doing shit like that because he got with his ex,
mm-hmm.
who was known for eating wild shit and putting stuff on stuff, right?
So Sweetie does these wild concoctions.
I'm just saying.
I don't know how Quavo was eating before or after his relationship, so I'm not sure, but I feel like this is like the highest level of niggotry.
Yeah,
definitely. It's the highest level of niggotry.
Definitely immediate BS.
Immediately. Also, in other immediate bullshit news, Kai Cenat asked Ice Spice to freestyle when she actually started twerking.
Yeah, on his stream.
Now, it was cute on some girl shit. Because it's like, okay, it's Ice Spice. She do cute shit. She's a twerker. She look good. Her body's nice or whatever. But on some freestyle hip-hop shit, you know how I feel.
Gina Views is not feeling
I need motherfuckers rapping. Niggas, bitches, grannies, kids. I want to see everybody.
Niggas, bitches, grannies,
kids. We was
kids.
Just talking. I'm on a cypher at my funeral. Like, motherfuckers got to rap. Now, just to give her a little grace, she was not on a freestyle platform.
Yeah,
so, of course,
he's
not expecting
he's
to.
He's not known for that.
He's not, exactly. Now, if she went to, like, a Sway or a Funk Flex, then it'd be a little different.
Sway ain't going for it.
Sway not going for that.
He's not going for it.
Sway not going for that. But I also think that Sway has enough hip-hop knowledge to not ask her to freestyle.
I like how you phrased that, Gina Views.
Yeah.
I like
you just wouldn't ask her. But I do want people to know to not sleep on her because I done heard some flows from before
she
was
bars?
On. And she got a flow.
Okay.
She got a flow.
I'll play some Ice Spice in the mix. I got the mix coming up. Also, we're going to have more conversation. Gina Views has a birthday coming up. She's sharing a little weekend with somebody. Also, we got some more 2Trump news. That's all coming up in the mix right after this. It's Hip Hop Nation Effective Immediately. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
I'm in the mix right now. Hip Hop Nation, tap in with us at effectiveimmediately.live. Hit the website, join the group chat, all that good stuff. What else is going on, Gina?
Yeah. So we got another segment, Hip Hop History.
Yes.
Shout out to my girl, Vashti. She has this book called The Hip Hop Agenda, and I've been reading it and I've been pulling stuff from it. Like I told you guys earlier in the show, it is actually the 1-year anniversary since Tory Lanez was sentenced for the shooting of Meg Thee Stallion. Also on today's day, this is the day that Biggie and Faith Evans were married.
Oh, okay, shout out to Biggie and Faith Evans.
It happened in 1994.
Damn.
And it's also a real nigga birthday.
Gina Views?
Barack Obama. But thank you for that.
I know
thank
your shit you is somewhere around here.
Yeah. My birthday is tomorrow.
Okay.
My birthday is tomorrow. You know, they saw the goats was born in August. That's
all
what Greedo.
Goats.
Greedo just said all the goats is Leos.
I don't.
So shout
don't
out to 03 Greedo.
Agree with that, but okay.
Boy, fuck you.
But
DJ Het, what's the worst birthday gift you have ever given?
My mom went and got me a Kobe jersey from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was a yellow jersey with the eight, with a number eight on it, right? Mm-hmm. She was like, I got you a Kobe. I'm like, Mom, that ain't a Kobe jersey.
No, what's the worst gift you've given?
Oh, I've given? Nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a big gift giver.
Some dick and instructions?
West Coast. I'm in the mix right now, Hip Hop Nation. Hit us up at DJ HED.
You can hit me everywhere at Gina Views.
All right, got some 2 Trump news coming right after this. It's effective immediately. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
I'm in the mix right now, Hip Hop Nation, at effectiveimmediately.live, or just type in effective immediately on any platform. Make sure you hit that follow and subscribe to our YouTube.
Yeah. Your boy?
My boy.
Your boy?
Who?
2 Trump.
2 Trump.
Oh, he's wilding.
Yeah.
He's wilding. Now, Trump said if he wins the election, that he will grant officers immunity. And I thought that this was wild.
Definitely wild coming off of the whole Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, when he was president and shit was going crazy.
Yes. Also, right after the shooting, the killing that we all seen on camera with Sonya Macy.
Yes.
I'm not a politician and I actually have never voted before.
Really?
Yeah. But this is one of like the things that's very, very like serious to me.
Yeah.
Is we are seeing Black people lose their lives on camera, and for the person who's running for office to say, I'm going to grant officers immunity, is all reason why we all need to get out and vote.
Man, that's a fact. And the thing is, granting officers full immunity for everything, like right now you're seeing officers being prosecuted for crimes they commit in uniform. Full immunity means that they can do anything they want.
Them niggas going to start tripping.
They pulling you out your car, illegal searches, kicking in doors, shooting niggas, the whole nine. So make sure you register to vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just telling you to exercise your...
Vote for Kamala. Vote for Kamala.
There you go. There's an endorsement for Gina Views.
Yeah.
Don't twerk at the rally, though. It's effective immediately. I'm in the mix. Tap in at DJ HED.
Twerk and vote. Gina Views.
At Gina Views. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation.
Pop out and vote, niggas.